the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris on the Paracast, we have some interesting things to discuss before we bring out our special guest of the week. And that is a long thread that has been posted in the forums at forum.theparacast.com entitled, Dark Matter is Dead, Long Live DMR. Now, this is interesting here because we talked about this earlier. You know, they say sometimes you can't come back again. And what that means is, say, for example, someone who's in show business and does a radio show or a TV show, and they quit the business and they come back a few years later. And depending on the situation, sometimes that works. I think it worked with the late Raymond Burr when he brought back Perry Mason. Do you remember that? You know, he worked
faintly.
Until he could barely walk. Basically, he had to hold up a cane to keep him aloft, but he kept doing that show until shortly before he died. And then we have a guy who was one of the pioneers in paranormal radio by the name of Art Bell. And some years back, he quit Coast to Coast, retired for, I think, the third or fourth time, I think. And George Norrie replaced him. So very recently, Art says he's going to come back on radio, and he's going to have something called Art Bell's Dark Matter on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Now, as most of our listeners know, there is a show called Dark Matters, hosted by our good friend Don Ecker. So obviously, Art Bell didn't talk to Don Ecker and said, hey, can I use this name? Can I send you a check? He just did. And of course, you know, in show business, you know, probably not much you can do about it. I mean, on last week's episode,
imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Well, you know, on last week's episode, when we had Bryce Zabel, he mentioned the fact that he was not involved in this new movie called Dark Skies, which is in no way based on the TV show he was co-producer of back in the 90s called Dark Skies. Yes, they both dealt with UFOs and paranormal subjects, but there was no resemblance. And the studio didn't care, so you basically have two different products by the same name, and they're totally different. And I guess some people, potential people who wanted to see the movie, may have thought they were getting a screen version of the TV show, you know, like with X-Files. But they were getting something totally unknown. Well, anyway, with Art Bell's Dark Matter, he did the show for a few weeks, brought back all those characters that we won't mention that made his show famous. It was like the 1990s all over again. And then one day on his Facebook page, he says, sometimes when you are all in, you win, sometimes lose. By mutual agreement, Dark Matter will no longer air as of tonight. And that was posted just a few days ago. And then his Facebook page disappeared. So Dark Matter is no more.
Well, we kind of saw this coming. We've been talking about this off and on since the show started. Since his new comeback attempt, I should say. And, you know, one of the things that obviously kind of comes through with this is you can't sit out on the sidelines and ignore the subject matter for the most part. And 10, 12 years later, expect to come back in and pick up where you left off. You know, the world is a different place. People are much more savvy and up to speed. And I think in order to attract an audience who you're expecting to pay a subscription to listen to your show, you better come up with, you know, some new circus tricks or parlor acts or something to entice people, to have them tune back in to that famous radio voice. And that voice isn't enough to carry a show like that. It's just not. It's the quality of the guests. That's why the Paracast is so important and why we're doing so well.
And this is not just a statement of ego. It's obvious that when Art Bell tried to repeat his success of the 90s doing everything the same way, with the exact same guests. Now, I understand maybe bringing back some of those guests for nostalgia's sake. Say, hey, this is some of the people who were famous on the show years back. Let's see what they're doing today. Let's try to make it relevant for today. When he was doing the original Coast to Coast at that point, satellite radio was just barely in the infant stage. And satellite radio is a very different thing. Yes, it's primarily radio that you can listen to anywhere in the country where you have access to the satellite signal. But you can't assume it's the same thing. You don't have the limits of commercial radio, so maybe you can be a little bit more outrageous. This is what makes Howard Stern very famous. Of course, he also made $500 million from his Sirius XM deal. He should send us a check. But the point being here is that you just can't live on nostalgia. I guess sometimes you can with, you know, networks. There's a network on Sirius XM where they have the old radio shows like The Shadow and The Lone Ranger and stuff like that. And if you want to hear old stuff, you can listen to it. But the paranormal field has changed. And if you don't change with it, you're doomed to failure. But I don't think that's the only reason the show is no longer there. Supposedly there was some kind of debate over whether he could offer free versions of the show.
I didn't hear that.
That's part of what I was reading, that there was some issue there about whether he could offer a free online version of the show in addition to what you had to pay to get on Sirius XM. But, you know, if that's the case, if there's a dispute over this, wouldn't you resolve it before you put the show on the air? I don't know. What do I know about this?
Well, the king is dead. Long live the king. And if he can come up with some alternative way to reimmerse himself back into the field and present quality cutting-edge guests, I wish him all the luck and success in the world. But you just, you know, you can't expect the old mule to get up and pull the cart 10, 12 years later. It's just, you know, oftentimes people accuse us of being old fogies and being a museum and this because we constantly are hearing the name Ed Ruppelt and Donald Keough and these dusty monsters from the past. But you have to really understand where this field, where it comes from, how it developed in order to fully understand where it is right now. So to anyone out there that rolls their eyes anytime Gene mentions Keough, go back and reread your Keough and understand why we tout certain pivotal figures in the history of this field and why their work is so important and how their work has just totally impacted many people's thinking to this day, decades later. And we're all out here attempting to break through and really come up with some solid answers, some better data, some better pattern analysis, better ways of solving these mysteries and better approaches. And it all hinges on the past. You know, if you don't, who was it that said, Gene, if you don't learn the lessons of the past, you're doomed to repeat them? I think that's a really important adage.
And that's one of the issues that we run into in the UFO field, where people today are constantly doing the same exact thing they did back in the 1950s, making the same mistakes that have taken us nowhere. It's as if all that stuff never happened. It's as if there was no Donald Keough, there was no J. Allen Hynek, there was no John Keel. But if you don't look at their research and look at their results, you're not going to improve upon it. You're not going to know what their mistakes were.
And we have to learn from their mistakes. Well, I found some mistakes for my new book, some of those guys made.
Stalking the Herd, by the way, is his book, which is coming shortly. But it is a big book, and it's taken a while.
Oh, boy, this week I've uncovered some bombshells.
Ooh, we've got to talk about that more in future episodes. Today, though, we're going to explore on the edge of reality, and our guest is the crop circle pioneer himself, Colin Andrews. He wrote it with his wife, Cynthia Andrews. And before we even start, I'm going to ask him about a dedication he did at the beginning of the book, which you know about, Chris. It's to a rock legend of the 1960s who was a close friend of his.
Right. Yeah, Reg Presley.
Reg Presley of the Troggs. And I'll tell you about some trivia about that in a moment. But we have Colin Andrews joining us next. Is he a wild thing? Well, we're going to talk about the wild and woolly world of crop circles and more. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to A2Hosting.com. That's A2Hosting.com. Check out their Prime Hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 37, extension 130.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
The book is called On the Edge of Reality. It sounds like my life. With Gene and Chris and the Paracast, we wanted to have this guy on the show for a long time. And we want to welcome him to the Paracast, Colin Andrews. Welcome aboard.
Thank you very much, Gene, and thanks for having me on here.
Now, Chris was telling me he spent all night finishing your book. He was up till 3 o'clock the morning of this recording session.
Wow, quite
something. I couldn't put it down. I mean, I wanted to get it finished before, of course, obviously, before you came on the show. I do pride myself in being up to speed on our guest work. Of course, your work I've been following for many, many years. You're a true pioneer. And boy, I'll tell you, you and Cynthia have a really, really good, I think, important book here. And obviously, we're going to get in and talk about that in the show. Welcome
aboard.
Thank you,
Chris. Thank you very much.
Now, we mentioned this before, but I wanted to talk about something interesting, maybe a trivia sidelight of the fact that you have a dedication on the edge of reality to a gentleman who was a famous rock star in the 1960s. Can you tell us about it?
Yes, absolutely. Well, my very best friend spent most days with him when I was living back in England. He lived in the same town as myself. Reg Presley of the Trollocs, you know, the well-known songs of Love Is All Around and Wild Thing, that those were numbers that most people remember him by, was still very active, actually, until less, you know, up until less than 2 years ago, when he had his first stroke, which led on to other things. And regrettably, we lost Reg this time, pretty well this time last year. It is actually still a great loss to me. Very nice guy. Close to all of this, all of the subjects we're going to be talking about today, had strong opinions on things, with politics and so on. So, yeah, my best man at the wedding, he flew over with his wife, Bren, to the wedding here in Connecticut. And I owe him a lot. Very generous man. There was never a meal that we would go out to a restaurant that he didn't pay for at his insistence. Yeah, nice guy. And we dedicated the book to Reg. And very aptly, I thought, you know, he left us with Love Is All Around, the very thing that we're still trying to kind of find, understand, and apply to our world. So we thought that was very appropriate.
I noticed also he wrote that particular song. Now, the first song the Trollocs became famous for was Wild Thing. You know, Wild Thing, You Make My
Heart. That's right.
Right. And that was written by Chip Taylor, who's a New York-born country songwriter who was born with the name James Wesley Voigt. That's that Voigt. He is John Voigt's younger brother. And he wrote that, and he wrote, of course, Angel of the Morning and a number of other songs. But the trivia and the 3 degrees of separation we have here is that Reg Presley was your pal. His big hit record, his first big hit record with his band was Wild Thing, written by Chip Taylor, who, with a guy named Joe Renda, or Crazy Joe, was the owner of a recording studio in New York called North Lake Sound, where my wife did some recording sessions in the 1980s. So there's our 3 degrees of separation.
Oh, my. Yeah, isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing? Somehow, you see, this 3 degrees of separation is supposed to work so that we can kind of get to know everything there is to be known about our world and perhaps move on to a better place in it. And yet we're still trying to fathom out that in this 3 degrees somewhere, something isn't quite working out. We're not getting to meet the guys that have got numbers on their doors and no names on their lapels that are leading us astray. So we're still looking for that full 3 degrees, I think. But that's really quite something, quite coincidental to for sure.
And of course, we know Chip Taylor is Angelina Jolie's uncle. All right, we know that. All right, let's. Right, that's, I guess, the best part of it. And he's still going strong, by the way. I think he released an album very recently. Anyway, we all, you know, had some way that got us involved in the UFO and paranormal field. I read a book about the subject when I was 11. Chris had a UFO sighting when he was very young. And you had some kind of incident, a really unusual incident near your school as a child. Could you tell us more?
I think there were really 2 things that happened. My mum and dad, when I was an early teen, maybe 11, 12, 13.
Always that age, yes.
Well, you know, that was when my mum and dad, with my younger brother, had a UFO experience. So I wasn't in the vehicle at that time. They had gone out for a drive around Stonehenge. We lived very close by, and we would use the stones at Stonehenge, the fallen ones, as our table for a picnic. How things have changed now, of course, but, you know, guarded by uniformed people. But that was a regular kind of Sunday afternoon. They had a very close encounter with a disc, and they came back in full of this thing that they had seen, this object, created quite an impression upon me because I'd never seen my mum and dad in such a elated kind of excitement. You know, something obviously had happened. And if you believe nobody else, you certainly reckon to believe your mum and dad. You know, my dad was a military, at that time, you know, ex-military officer. And so that kind of had an impression upon me. But there was already something planted. And it's kind of a longer story. I'll try to keep it very concise. But when I was 5 years old, on two occasions, I had what I always recall and always mentioned in conversation within the family as two very strange dreams that I really could not shake off, even though I was only 5 years old. That was 1951. I remembered these kind of so-called dreams. I was asleep in the house, in that same house where they were when they had their experience, and there was a kind of a tugging in my solar plexus. And I was aware of it. It was a very strange feeling. It was like something trying to pull itself out of me, it felt like. Suddenly, I was floating and looking down at my sister and my younger brother and moving towards the back of the house, to the wall that was overlooking the field. That's where the actual physical memory of these, what I thought were dreams, terminated on two occasions. And then came along Dr. Jim Harder, University of Berkeley, who had regressed to Barney and Betty Hill and Travis Walton. He became familiar with my work, and he said that he and Professor Alan Hynek, you know, on Blue Book, had recognized certain patterning that interested them in second marriages. People who'd had experiences came together and then went on to do other things in a related kind of fashion related to this subject. Would I be regressed? I refused it, actually several times. He arrived at my home in Connecticut. We were both on the same platform at a UFO conference near Yale University. Well, long story short, he regressed me. In a matter of about 45 minutes, which felt like about 8 to me, my wife was there, Cynthia, who is the co-author of this latest book, and Cedar, who Jim Harder's wife, was also there. So there were four of us. I was regressed. I didn't think this was going to be possible because I was actually kind of against it, although he made me feel more comfortable. During the regression, I was tapped into, as the simplest way of putting it, to this dream event. It became something very different. I went through the whole recall as it was in my physical memory, and then there was something new, and that was that where it terminated, it continued. I went into a very bright white light at the back of the house. It was in the field at the back of the house, and I saw there I was floating through past two U.S. uniformed military people. That's what they looked like.
Okay, we got to float to this for a minute, then we'll get back to his experiences and remembrances. Cohen Andrews joins Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is, right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, Colin Andrews, who's co-author with Cynthia Andrews of On the Edge of Reality, recalling a time that you were hypnotically regressed and you remembered floating.
Yes, floating into a very bright, shrill bright, like a welder's torch, bright light at the back of my house. I saw two military people there in uniforms. They looked like U.S. military uniforms, very serious faces. I went past them at head level between them. It felt like being sucked into a bubble. I was now inside the light, and the lighting level was dramatically reduced. It became yellow as opposed to white. And, you know, I kind of was lowered down. I knew instinctively this was nothing I was controlling. There was nothing I was doing other than I was lowered down onto a plinth, a single aluminum-looking plinth, no rivets or anything like that. And I was facing my feet and immediately saw an entity with almond-shaped eyes. They were not overly large, but they were larger than our eyes. It communicated to me. I've heard this many times since, of course, but for me it was just a dream at the time. It was saying to me in my head, we are very sorry to be doing this, but this is for a future time. As if that doesn't sound crazy enough, it gave me very precise information about the environment. It gave me species that and where to find these species of plants, an oak tree and bluebell and primrose. And the interaction between these plants in the biological sense would be enable our current day biologist to understand the environmental, global environmental situation. It even went on, you know, to relay to me that Cynthia's father would leave us early and would be a kind of an interfacing system to future events. This happened. Cynthia's father was a professor of medicine at Yale. He passed away early. We've had all kind of events happen since, which maybe need not be part of the program. But that in a nutshell, you know, there were things that I record and things that happened that were very similar to as described by Barney and Betty Hill and also Travis, both of whom I've obviously spent a considerable amount of time. We flew to England and checked this information out. You know, I'm an engineer that you know, my life has been spent resolving problems. Engineers can only deal with black and white yes and no's. You know, you can't resolve problems in the electrical and electronic world by ghosts and poltergeists. You know, these are things that are physical. So I'm driven all the time to have a very open mind, but to resolve things using scientific protocols. And so we flew to England and looked around the area that was now implanted in my new memory, and they were there. And not only were they there, but where the bright light was at the back of my house, what is that now, 45, 50 years ago, is still growing a perfect 35-foot diameter ring, where the grass in that field is now much darker, much more healthy, and is growing in a perfect ring.
Let me ask you very quickly here. This is something that you solely recalled through a hypnotic trance. You have no conscious memory of this.
Part one of it is conscious memory, the part that I always called a dream, where I was floating out my body. Part two was under regression, where now that it's like handing the baton between the end of the dream state into new memory that has come about as a result of regression.
Hypnotic regression is very controversial.
Absolutely.
And people, whether rightly or wrongly, believe that it's easy to manipulate the memories, and that sometimes you will confabulate memories based on a singular experience. I'm not saying this is what happened here. I'm just bringing that up.
I quite agree. And that's the baseline for me, too. I mean, I question it. You know, is this now basically a fabrication, a distortion that's come from the subconscious and is brought forward in my mind? I quite agree. That's how one should approach it. But what has been more difficult for me to resolve it is the fact that the information that came forward, I was not at all aware of in that environment as a five-year-old child, and yet it is still there for people to go and see today. It's kind of like, okay, you're provided with new information, but that information is not a lie. It's not a distortion in the fact, in the sense that it's there to be seen and checked out. Yeah, I don't know. I keep an open mind, Gene, a totally open mind on it, but that, I think, may have biased the domino effect inside of me. When I saw my first set of circles in 83, you could say that I was already, subconscious level even, kind of primed to show an interest, whereas other people were just passing these circles by.
Let me ask you here about the interest in crop circles. Now, before that happened, were you still doing some sort of paranormal or UFO-related research, or was that, aside from the experiences, a triggering factor?
Oh, I was not involved with any other research at all. I was a senior official in regional government, a very well-paid one, and, you know, I had about 200 people under my management, and I was on my way to a meeting, and just a half-second glance away from my vehicle on high ground, seeing a set of five perfectly formed circles forming across in a wheat field, other people were just driving by, continuing their normal day. For me, it changed my life. I mean, literally. So I was in some way primed, I guess, because I showed more than a flinching glance. I went in. I couldn't let it go. I couldn't shake it off. I had to investigate, and that's where the research began.
Let me just add something here or ask a question here. It sounds like, Colin, that like me, you had for many years problems with the whole idea of hypnotic regression as a real good, viable investigative tool. But what I'm hearing here is that we may have a pretty good example or a potential example of some sort of subconscious programming that may have gone on when you were a little boy, and then all of a sudden it may have triggered something in you to glance over and see that first formation that changed your life. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, me and experiencing inside of this skin, that's how it is to me too. What I think has made it more tenable as time has gone on is that I've started my work on the crop circles in the same skeptical mode, you know, is check and countercheck and wherever the information and data takes you. And not to jump too far into our program, but just to dovetail as we pass this spot, because I cannot completely discount that experience under hypnosis, because other bizarre events, high strangeness, supernatural kind of events have taken place since getting involved in the crop circle phenomena, and those that would certainly appear to be intelligence. It's, you know, an interaction with an individual, and myself included, and many others that are on the record in this book and outside of it, that have been influenced by these thoughts that suddenly appear out of nowhere, patterned and placed in a way that perhaps we can talk about. That would involve some process of implanting an external thought in your conscious mind that you then act out as your own. It's like, having experienced this a couple of times myself, it's like out of a normal day and a normal process of thinking, of course, you know, you'll suddenly think of something, always somebody, so I'm thinking of so-and-so, and then the telephone rings, and there they are. That kind of experience is like what just happened there, but it's much more profound. You get a pattern in your head, and you think, well, why am I thinking about that? And then it goes on to give a suggestion that this pattern is something you can do something with. I've talked to a lot of people that make crop circles about this, and there is a consistency, and a very bizarre one, of acting out these strange thoughts. If I am prepared to accept outside the box that this is real, and this is happening, and happening across a whole range of subjects, not just crop circles, the UFO, the interaction with the light in the sky, flash once with a laser, flash once with a UFO. Okay, well, if I'm prepared to accept that, then I have to keep an open mind to regression. That's all I would say. And that what you're dealing with is not necessarily a false memory.
Colin Andrews is author of On the Edge of Reality. And that's what we're exploring with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@webtv.net. That's MrUFO@webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Just to let your listeners know, we have loads of questions our listeners have asked of Colin Andrews. There is no way we're going to be able to cover all those questions. We'll probably have to have him come on again. The book On the Edge of Reality, and you're talking about here an interaction or some sort of communication that you believe exists between humans and some sort of global or universal consciousness? Is this kind of a godlike belief or what?
Well, it's not a belief. I am a person who at a young age kind of questioned the whole concept of God, as it were. I have, through a whole, you know, obviously a whole long time of research, investigation, personal experience, I don't accept that it's quite the way that it's been taught. I am certainly prepared, in fact, would never have written this book had I not been convinced, actually, that there is another mind that is out there, that whether we call it extraterrestrial, I don't think it's we're time to fall out over what we call it, but there is an intelligence that is working here, and there's many, many examples of it right the way through the book. I don't know about God. I guess it is God-like. It would be true to say, in the sense that people that have the belief in one of these many religions, that it probably is God-like, but we don't need to see it as God.
It's almost Gaian and almost like nature, or maybe some collective human imperative or human subconscious at work. I would tend to jump toward the closed system answer as opposed to jumping off planet myself. But it's really compelling in the book. You bring up example after example of hoaxers going out and pulling off impossible deeds and examples of what seems to be compressed time, perfect alignment with, this one formation had was in a five-sided field, and just coincidentally, the crop circle makers went out there and put a perfect pentagram located exactly in the spot that would be enhanced by the five-sided field lines. People meditating crop circle formation ideas in their head in a group, and the next day there it is. There's so many examples like this that are very well documented. Are you throwing out any sort of ET possibility, or are you factoring it out, or are you factoring it in? Where do you come down?
Well, I think, Chris, we simply leave it there on the side. We just can't, take every battle and make it our own. What I've tried to do, we've tried to do in this book, is to establish that there's hard evidence to support the actual reports that you've just related, and that there is, beyond the possibilities of chance, another mind or another intelligence involved in it, that something is manipulating or interfering or entering the domain of man in ways that we had not previously anticipated. You know, there would seem to have been a conversation going on here inside of the subject of the crop circles, and I would extend that to many other subjects, if not all of them, and we weren't aware that the conversation was going on because we weren't talking. In fact, many researchers wouldn't allow the concept that people were making them, when in fact it was the people making them that had held in their hands a great deal of evidence that helped us forward in our understanding of what's at work here. I mean, what has helped me personally is that I've had my own personal experiences, and I don't expect anybody to believe me, but I know for me that the reason I'm talking to you today is because of my personal experiences. I can doubt everybody else, and perhaps it's even the best way to go, but I will not, because I know what happened to me. I cannot doubt myself. I know, for example, and I'll keep this brief, that on one particular evening, there are many examples, and they are in the book, when I meditated, you notice I didn't use the word praying. Some people will use that word, but I was meditating. It was, all I'm doing is projecting from a sincere place inside of me, inside of myself, asking whatever is out there to produce a pattern I'm visualizing, a Celtic cross, never appeared on our planet Earth before in the large database in the world that I own. And here I'm saying two things. Could this be produced and as close to my home as possible? Now, I only have myself to believe in this, and I expect nobody else to believe that. But what happened is I was laid on that same bed that night. The early morning, the telephone went. A farmer who I knew, programs have been made out of this since, is Jeff Smith, close to my home near Stonehenge, saying, "Colin, I can give you 2 hours to look at something we found in the field." That field happened to be the last one that had plants in it close to my home. I wasn't aware of this, not at that time. In the field, he had discovered the very design that I had meditated on and requested that night. I swear to you, I didn't make it. I've never made a crop circle. I held the end of a tape with somebody who showed me how they did on one occasion. But so these are facts. And everything in that book is as truthful as I've been able to, personally put my name to.
Well, let me ask you to expand upon that. The common perception of crop circles is that these are budding artists who just go out there in the field and they do their stuff. But you're saying they may be doing something, but they are influenced by this hidden or subconscious force.
Absolutely. And these guys who I am talking with, and I have been now for the last 13 years of the last 30, I was sure slow getting there for the same reason as many of my fellow, researchers that came along in later years. They had the problem of talking to people who were deceiving us, or at least that was our perception of it. But absolutely, I mean, when I opened the dialogue following a special investigation that Lawrence Rockefeller funded back in 1999 in the year 2000, resolved at that time that 20% we couldn't resolve, 80% were being made by people, that was right back then. Talking with these people, it was just extraordinary. I was hearing from these guys that I had never spoken to before. My fault, I take the rap for that. Convincing the world they couldn't be made by people, right under my nose, here they are, made by these people. And they're telling me the very things they've had as paranormal, supernatural kind of experiences, they didn't know, I already had in my files, that it happened to me and other people researching them. And indeed, incidentally, farmers, police officers, and other people too. I think when the world wakes up to the fact that the bizarre nature of what we have already discussed in this program, when they realize this is happening to their favorite pop star, it's happening to their favorite minister, whichever religion they believe in, and it's happening to their favorite politician they've put into power, and just about everybody else, they will realize that nothing was the same, nothing is the same as the way it appears.
Yeah. I remember when I first talked to you in 1999 on the phone, you were right in the middle of this particular research project. We're members of a pretty interesting and exclusive little club, too, which you can talk about later. But I remember you were, at the time, you seemed pretty upset that you had discovered that a vast majority of these formations appeared to be human-made. And at the time, you really hadn't understood the implications of what the circle makers then went on to inform you that sometimes they don't even know why they do the formations they do. Oftentimes, these formations or the fields are picked at random. It's not as coordinated as some people might imagine. Sometimes in the middle of an operation, they'll change the design, for instance, and not know why. There's many examples in the book, which I find very compelling, that these people, even though in 99 you were upset that they were hoaxing these circles, now you realize that they're part of the equation.
Yeah, absolutely. We have been presented with a clean sheet of paper in 1976. This is the way the broad overview that I see. A subject, CAS, without a dive in CAS, it was a clean sheet of paper. In other words, here we are. Let's look at this from something that is beginning from the start. We have one crop circle. We have one experience of an orange light appearing in the sky. Two people abducted. They claim to be told that this area is going to be an area that's going to be see an evolution of design. They're shown the designs. Then we have a voice that appears on a television news broadcast in 1977 in the same, exactly the same geographic area of central southern England and conveys an information related to the environment and our political and military system. And so it evolved from there. Those designs did appear. They have evolved in that field. The television transmission that came was transmitted to about just under a million people, and I was one of them, as it happens again, coincidentally, perhaps. So this is how this whole thing has evolved. And so we had come to the stage, people who began to make them when we were first putting out the first television documentaries on this. My belief is that most were virgin designs. I've traveled the world looking at them. And, you know, the more simple the designs, the more likely they are to be not made by people. The more complex, the more likely they are to be made by people. Counterintuitive, a lot of people have never accepted that. But that's what, those are my findings.
Colin Andrews is author with Cynthia Andrews of On the Edge of Reality. And that certainly describes where we're going here. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.